Good afternoon, Wrangell. You're listening to Talk on the Rock, your local live call-in show. The time is 1:02, and we have our guest Martha Pearson on the line. She works for Search and is going to tell us a little bit about the health fair coming up this Saturday. And if you have a question for Martha, do call in. We won't be able to patch you through on the air, but we can still take your questions and comments. So that number is 874-2345, and we're going to bring Martha on the air right now. Hello, Martha.
Hi, June. This is Martha. Good to hear you.
Yeah, ditto. Thanks for being with us today.
My pleasure.
Cool. And you sound great. So awesome. So Martha, we're going to be talking about the health fair today, and you do work with Search. But go ahead and just tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you based out of, and what do you do for Search?
Thanks. Well, my name is Martha Pearson, and I've worked for Search since 2002. So I've actually been in the region for quite a while, but I am based in Sitka. I've lived and worked my entire time at Search, living and working in Sitka. And it was only recently that I have been spending more and more time in Wrangell, working with the clinic down there, working with the clinical providers in my role as a health promotion director. And in that role, I manage a lot of things. Search is a regional organization, so we have lots of exciting projects going on at any given moment regarding women's health or diabetes prevention. We have some great programs with suicide prevention and elder health. I just love my job. We really get to do a lot of great things across the region. Some of the projects in Wrangell have been really exciting. I've been working for years with Tammy Meissner, who many of you probably know, but Tammy is a health promotion staff person who lives and works in Wrangell. And obviously, we've been working more and more closely with the clinics on great strategies for case management, trying to work in more elder care options, bringing classes to the community that are interesting and exciting to members of the community there. And yeah, I could just go on and on. We're doing some great work in Wrangell, really excited to build more and more programming in response to how the community grows and changes in its roles with Search. Upcoming, you know, right on the docket next weekend is the annual health fair, and I am excited to talk about that with anybody who's interested. Wrangell has certainly done their own health fair for years and years and years. Search didn't invent this by any stretch, but this is the first year that Search has really been in the lead to try to coordinate it and organize it. And so I got to say, there's some healthy anxiety, I think. Wrangell has done such a good job with their health fair in years past that it feels like the shoes are big that we need to fill. But mm-hmm. on the other hand, it's just great to work with the community. Everybody's been really forthcoming with good advice and help and how to kind of frame this in a way that's, at the end of the day, we want folks in Wrangell to feel like they have access to great health care, that they're empowered to work on their own health, and that they have the tools they need to get where they want to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything else you have to say on, Search taking this over? You know, like you said, there's some anxiety, but, you know, Search is a big player and you have a big crew. How might this health fair look a little different than our past health fairs because of, you know, Search's larger involvement?
Yeah. Some things that I think might feel a little bit different is the delivery of the blood tests. Every year, as you all know, Wrangell Medical Center has done a great job providing the blood tests, blood screenings for people in Wrangell who want to get that done. And this year, the same option is available to folks if they want to make an appointment and go to the Wrangell Medical Center this week. There are opportunities for people to get their blood draws done in advance of the health fair, and then pick up their results on the day of the fair. This was the same routine that was used last year, is my understanding. So that should feel familiar. What's different, though, is that we've brought in the additional partnership of the Alaska Health Fair, which is an organization that's a statewide group. They make it, it's their mission to travel around the state and provide health fair opportunities for communities. And search partners with them because what they can really bring to the table are easy to access blood tests that might be more difficult to deliver from a hospital setting. So, for example, while there's a certain menu of blood tests that are available at Wrangell Medical Center this week, they're very familiar to people who participated in the past. On Saturday, this coming Saturday, if you get blood tests done by Alaska Health Fair, you will have options for things like blood typing. So people of Wrangell would have some choices, I guess. At the end of the day, you get to look at the list and decide which tests you want to do, and they're intentionally priced to be as affordable as possible. And so people have the option to have these tests done outside of a normal traditional clinical setting. If a person does have health insurance, if they do have a regular provider in Wrangell, they can make appointments at the clinic and get the referral for these blood tests. Most of them are standard blood tests, but I know people like to have the option to get it done at the health fair and have the results be their own, just private to them until they choose to share them.
Okay. And so, yeah, so you're saying so private in case they don't want to necessarily go through their regular doctor.
Right.
Okay.
And so, and there's reasons for that. Some people just want to have the results private to themselves, and that's okay. They don't want to have it as part of their clinical chart necessarily. But often, most of the time, people will immediately share the results with their provider and say, hey, here are my results from the health fair. What picture does this paint about my health? And they can make some decisions going from there.
Okay. Yeah, I see what you're saying, for sure. That sounds good. And to our listeners, if you're just now tuning in, the time is 1:10. We are with Martha Pearson, and she's with Search, and we're talking about the upcoming health fair and other Search things. So we talked a little bit about the health fair, but let's just keep going on that. You know, what are the different things that people can expect to find at the health fair? We know there's prizes, of course, but there's also a lot of really cool vendors with a lot of information. And it's like, I'm surprised at just how varied it is, you know, how it just includes, you know, these health issues that are so wide ranging, you know, that are so more encompassing than, you know, your blood draw. You know, that's included, but it can also involve vendors that are going to talk to you about mental health, domestic violence, things like that. So just give us a better picture of who will be there and what information will be available.
Sure. Let me pull up my list because there's almost three dozen vendors signed up so far, and we're still having people sign up as we speak. So again, we're looking at a pretty full house at the Nolan Center. The event will be at the Nolan Center this coming Saturday. And so people are, we're going to be open for business at 8:00 in the morning and be there until noon. And there is a wide variety, as you mentioned, you know, the Wrangell Cooperative Association, the Wrangell Community Roots Group. These are groups that are probably pretty familiar to folks in Wrangell. And then from outside of Wrangell, we have some folks from Guardian Flight coming. We have multiple search information tables that will be addressing everything from tobacco use to diabetes to coping with the loss of a loved one and grieving. And so there will be information and tips right there on the spot. But also, I think this is a really important thing. You know, it is a lot of information to take in on one day, and most of us can't handle that big barrage of information. So everybody's going to get a bag where they can just put the cards and the brochures and the pamphlets that they find interesting to them, put it in the bag, take it home. Almost all of them will probably have, hey, call this number to follow up. Call this number if you want to talk more in depth about your whatever your personal situation is. So it really gives people the choice to get the information on the day, but make their plan to be healthy for all the rest of the year. And how do they want to incorporate whatever they're learning into their life? I know I always say, you know, health doesn't happen on one day. It is a 365-day-a-year process, and we all make decisions every day, some small, some large, that can impact our health for good or for not. So really seeing health as a process that we all engage in, this health fair is just a great, I hope it will be inspiring to people. I hope it will be exciting to people. Yes, we will have prizes. My understanding is that most of the vendors will have sort of individual prize drawings at their tables for their individual topics and things like that. But Search is also just excited to provide access to some of the larger prizes that have been happening in the past. And so for the adults, a $20,000 mile, Alaska Airlines mileage ticket that someone can use to go anywhere they want to. So that will be one of the grand prize drawings at the end of the day. We will also have multiple gift cards from local vendors there in Wrangell, and also just some smaller prizes that are some things with Search logos that are just fun to have and some things that are just practical to use. So we do have a team of people who are traveling to Wrangell this week, and it's, you know, look for the group of happy people with their Search sweatshirts on. And, you know, we're going to be making, you know, doing the last minute coordination, getting all the prizes purchased and ready to go. One thing that is different this year, June, and I wanted to point it out to anyone who's listening, though, is that one of the things that is a little different for Search is that since this is our first year doing this health fair in Wrangell, it's really important for us to get feedback from the community. And so the door prizes that I just mentioned, the Alaska Air mileage ticket and some of the other larger gift cards, are going to be a prize drawing. But to get into the prize drawing, people have to fill out an evaluation form. And that's going to ensure that we get really good information about what people liked, about what didn't work for them, things that we could do to make it better, things that we did that were just awesome that people really loved. We want to hear all of that. So we'll have an evaluation form that is really the ticket to get into the prize drawing. And for the kids, though, because we want the kids' input too, it's going to be a little bit of an easier evaluation, basically just saying, what was your favorite booth? And the kids will be able to also enter the drawing by answering their own sort of kid-sized evaluation form. So just making sure that everybody has a chance to give their 2 cents and help us work with Wrangell to make this a great event. I mean, we're in it. We're in for the long haul with Wrangell, and we couldn't be more excited to work with the community, hear what they have to say, and just work towards a really healthy community.
Yeah, absolutely. All of that sounds great. And yeah, I mean, definitely, you know, Search is going to be a big part of this community for a long time to come, like you said. And we're so interested in how that impacts the health of our community, the economy of our community, all of that. And so, yeah, Martha, you know, thank you so much for your time. I'm curious, how many, at least folks from Sitka, do you think are coming here?
Well, let's see. I'm coming, and I had a meeting with my team, and there were 5 of us.
Okay.
So that's one, and I can't speak to some of the other departments like dental, and I might have people coming as well, but at least 5. But we're kind of a rambunctious crew because we're all health promoters, and we're used to running around and doing events and doing fun stuff. So I think you'll see some familiar faces. because some of our staff have certainly worked in the community before. I know, like Erin Mathis, for example, she is going to be doing coping with grief classes this week, because it makes sense for us to try and do some community classes while we're there in town. Of course, you know, we want to maximize our time while we're there and offer some classes for the community that have been requested on prior visits. And so we're happy to be able to set up some local classes, see what we can do, and take ideas for what do you want to see next time? Build sort of that curriculum of interesting health-based classes that the community is going to really want to come see.
Yeah, absolutely. This sounds like, you know, it's one of these events that Wrangell always has, but it's a really good opportunity for, you know, the whole network that is SEARCH to connect to the community and say, you know, we're here, and what would you like from us? The health promotion people, I really enjoyed talking to you all. I talked to Erin today about some of her grief workshop that she'll be having. I really appreciate you coming on the show today, Martha, and I look forward to meeting you and your crew Saturday.
Yep. And so just a couple of things, if I could part with some tidbits for folks. We are going to be at the Nolan Center this Saturday, 8 a.m. to noon. And there's going to be, if people are interested in knowing what exact blood tests will be available, because I definitely stumbled over my words when I talked about that, please go to the alaskahealthfair.org website. That will give you the true blue list of tests and the associated prices, so that everybody can know exactly what to expect. If they don't want to take that route, the Wrangell Medical Center has open times for people to come and get the blood test done at Wrangell Medical Center as well. So two options for blood tests are available. And if anybody's interested in volunteering for the health fair, we still would love some help. We're coordinating all the volunteers this Friday at noon, and we're going to be meeting at the Nolan Center. It's going to be concurrent with the Healthy Wrangell Coalition meeting. So if folks have an interest there, please join us, and we would love to have you.
Okay, that sounds great.
Awesome. Thanks, June. Great talking with you. Have a wonderful afternoon.
Ditto. Thank you.